Hello, and welcome to Mama Rosalind's Place, a place where all are welcomed. So come on in, sit back, relax, and stay for a while. Each week, I will share with you a different story or two. These are my interpretations of some of my favorite stories. This week's story is a Nigerian tale, Why the Sky is Far Away, by Tina Toko. The sky was born close to the earth, and for years it remained close. It was in reach of everyone. Gazing down on the people, the sky said, "I will feed you. I can nourish every generation. You will take all that you need from me, and I will freely give it." The sky was barely an arm's reach away, and people would reach into it, pulling their daily meals from its vastness. They did not need to plow or sow or harvest. The sky gladly gave, and the people gladly took. They took spicy soups. They took meats of every kind, all types of morsels and spices and sweet treats and fruits and vegetables. Everything they needed was within their reach. They took and took until soon they were slicing off colossal chunks and then just tossing aside what they did not want. "What's a little waste?" they'd say. "The sky can bear it. The sky is huge." The sky gladly gave, and the people gladly took. But one day, the sky became angry. With clouds it crashed, with thunder it rolled and it tore, and the lightning flashed. "I have offered you the greatest gifts," the sky roared. "And you thank me by wasting it? You throw me away into ditches and streams. If I am of such little value, I will leave forever." The people listened to the sky. They promised to take from the sky only what they needed. And for the most part, they kept their promise. They kept it even during the great festivals. They danced around plates of cold evening plum while the drums beat and the dancers danced. They ate chocolate sugary sweets, but they only took what they needed. They shared and they ate, but they only ate their share. All but Osato. Osato was never satisfied. Her wrists jangled with the most beautiful brass bracelets. Yet she haggled in the marketplace for the brightest corals. She draped herself in the most exquisite cotton robes. Yet she wanted ones of scarlet silk. Whatever she had, she always wanted more. So while her neighbors played and sang, Osato continued nibbling from every platter and throwing away what she didn't want. She took no notice as she nibbled blobs of tart cherry sunrise on the grass, sprayed flecks of coconut stars across the soil, or allowed sour gooseberry twilight to puddle at her feet. As Osato walked home, she looked up. "The sky is so very big. There was so much to take. Would the deep night taste like berries or grass? Would the moonlight feel like a lemon tart on my tongue? Just a taste. That's all I want," she thought. Osato sank her fingers deep and plucked a great huge wedge from the skies. Sweet center, molasses and berry and fudge was everywhere. Osato chewed and gulped and chewed and gulped. Then she stopped. She could not eat one more bite. She was about to drop on the ground when the sky gave a low growl. Osato hurried home. "Husband, husband! You must help me eat the sky!" Eat? He said. Wife, I am stuffed. And we must remember. We must remember what the sky said. Oh, children, children, come. Help me eat the sky. It is so big. And I want it all. Eat? Replied the children. We are stuffed. And mother, we must remember what the sky said. Neighbors, neighbors. Oh, neighbors, come with me. We must eat the sky. Help me, won't you? Eat, said the neighbors. We are stuffed. And we must remember what the sky said. But eat they did. They ate, and they ate, and they ate. Yet one piece remained on the ground. Oh, I'm too tired, said Osada, to pick it up. It's just a smudge. And with a smile, she said, it won't matter, as she left it on the ground. But Osada lay awake that night, gazing through the window at the deep hole she had made in the blackness of the sky. The next morning, the sky did not offer itself. It rumbled and it darkened and it clashed, and thunder and lightning rolled. The people stood hungry in the streets and in the field. I am so sorry, Osada cried. But the sky flew above the tallest trees. We'll be hungry, Osada cried. But the sky flew up above the tallest mountains. We will starve, Osada cried. But the sky continued until not one fingerful was within reach. Osada's tears poured down her face and into the earth. Finally, the earth said, oh, child, I will feed you, but you must learn new ways. You must plow and sow and harvest. And you must take only what you need. If you do this, I will feed you forever.
I promise I will, said Osada. I will never break my promise again.
And she never did. The end. Well, my friends, I hope that you enjoyed our visit. And I hope that you'll join us again next week for another story or two. If you'd like to contact me, I can be reached at mamarosslyns@gmail.com. That's mamarosllyns@gmail.com. Today, I would like to leave you with this. Mistakes are a fact of life. It is the response to the errors that count. Nikki Giovanni. And as always, my friends, until next time, be blessed.